Well, good morning, everybody. Please do be seated. Today is Remembrance Sunday, and we come remembering, but we also come to worship the Lord. And the psalmist wrote, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. We're going to sing the song, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, which is 381 in the Songs of Fellowship book. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you for everyone gathered here now. Thank you that you know each of us by name and have caused us to walk with you. We say that we are dependent on you and our trust is in you completely. As we surrender ourselves in adoration, we ask that you would come by your Holy Spirit and inspire our hearts today. Come, fill our lives with your love. Fill our worship with your grace and truth. Fill this place with your presence. We ask this for your glory and praise. Amen. Read now from Psalm 17. O Lord, hear my plea for justice. Listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer, for it comes from honest lips. Declare me innocent, for you see those who do right. You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. I am determined not to sin in what I say. I have followed your commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from wicked people who attack me, from murderous enemies who surround me. They are without pity. Listen to their boasting. They track me down and surround me, watching for the chance to throw me to the ground. They are like hungry lions, eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding in ambush. Arise, O God, stand against them and bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword. By the power of your hand, O Lord, destroy those who look to this world for their reward, but satisfy the hunger of your treasured ones. May their children have plenty, leaving an inheritance for their descendants. Because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. We said today is Remembrance Sunday. And we meet in the presence of God and we commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. In a few minutes, we will be coming to our time of silence. On the garden outside the church, there is a cross covered in poppies, and there is another cross here with poppies, red and white. Red, the traditional poppy colour. White, which has been used over the last few years to remember that we are not glorifying war in our remembrance, but we are longing for peace as we remember those who have sacrificed their lives in the past. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? in the days to come. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the highest of the mountains and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountains of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. They shall sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. But all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Those famous words. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Let us stand then as we come to our act of silence, introduced by the last post, and then at the close of the silence, we hear the bugle call of Reveille. Thank you. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now going to sing Lord for the youth. Come to time of prayer, and this is a prayer with a responsive heart. Each time I say, may God give peace, you respond with, God give peace. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For the service men and women who have died in violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace.
God give peace.
for those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace. For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity, may God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace, may God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. Catherine is now going to come and read for us.
So from Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. Sorry, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Thank you, Catherine. The end of that passage, we're told that we're blessed when people revile us and persecute us. And then it goes on to say, rejoice and be glad. Your reward is great in heaven. So even in times of sadness, even in times of difficulty, we are called upon to rejoice and be glad, for the Lord God loves us. And this is reflected in our next hymn. Fill your hearts with joy and gladness. We will remember them, but why? In 1914, as we all know, the Great War, as it was known then, started. People went to war, marched to war with bands and banners flying. And it was confidently expected it would be all over by Christmas. But it wasn't. That war dragged on for years. Many, many dying. And at the end of 1918, people were sick and tired of war. And expected it would never, and resolved that it would never occur again. And Remembrance Day was instituted. Because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month was the moment when the guns fell silent on the Western Front in 19, and the armistice ending the First World War came into effect. And ever since then, remembrance ceremonies have been held in Britain and other countries on the 11th of November and on the nearest Sunday, or both. But what exactly are such ceremonies for? What is it that we gather to remember this morning? And how do we remember it? The truth is that on this occasion, we do a variety of things. What's more, different people do different, sometimes even contradictory things. Indeed, sometimes it feels as if the contradiction runs not only between us, but through us. Remembrance Sunday conjures up a babel of deep emotions, which can embarrass and confuse us. Some people feel that remembrance ceremonies are by their very nature militaristic and are therefore unchristian, and should be avoided. But this morning in London at the cenotaph, the remembrance ceremony has been held. Last night in the Albert Hall, the British Legion ceremony of remembrance, and probably most of us have seen on television one or both of those ceremonies. And those ceremonies, they're not glorifying war. They're definitely sober, indeed somber occasions. We shouldn't feel embarrassed by the fact that they include military symbolism in those services. Because one of the principal things that we observe on this day are the evils of war. Remembrance was instituted to remember the horrors and the evils of the First World War in the hope that such a thing would never happen again. With hindsight, we know that man, woman, we have been unable to live up to that hope. The Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, many other conflicts, they carry on to this day. We remember the lives cut short. We remember the pain, the grief caused by the deaths of people who are loved in those conflicts. War causes very great damage, poignant loss, terrible evil. And it's important for us to remember that so that we don't take peace for granted. Peace is fragile. It needs our active care and attention. And remembering the evils of war reminds us of that. So this kind of remembrance is salutary. It is pacific. It makes for peace. There have been great debates, haven't there, about war being futile. It achieves nothing worthwhile. And that's been a very popular view since at least the 60s, the 1960s. But is it correct? To be honest, if you talk or if you spoke to those who were involved in the First World War, there are not many who are still alive from that period, but also those who partook in the Second World War, they didn't believe that those conflicts were futile and meaningless. They believed that they were necessary for justice and to hold up the rights of those who were being oppressed. The famous war poet Sigfrid Sassoon protested against the war. He didn't protest that it should never have been entered upon, though. His protest was that it shouldn't continue, that man should come to the understanding that we should talk. That famous phrase of Churchill's, jaw, jaw, not war, war. Surely, people say, nothing could have been worth all of that slaughter. And that raises an important but very, very difficult question. How much suffering is justice worth? When are the costs of standing up for justice too high? Peace should always be sought. It's very difficult, isn't it? It's almost a contradiction in terms to say we are fighting for peace. There are many in both conflicts who actually refuse to fight. But many others felt they had no option but to fight. And the evils of the Holocaust and other things that occurred in the Second World War. So we remember and we lament the terrible evils of war. We lament the tragedy. But we also lament the fragility of peace. Christ came to bring peace to the world. But his presence in this world resulted in violence, in the violence of his death upon the cross. As we remember, we hopefully resolve to work for the peace that is only ever an achievement, never a natural default state. Here, then, on Remembrance Sunday, we're doing a variety of things. Some of them we do together, some we do apart. But every one of us has, I think, sufficient reason why at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we should remember them. Remembering them as it challenges us to work for peace. The peace that Christ wants his people to live in. The peace that we cannot have without the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let us pray. God of peace, you have called us all to work for peace and justice. Wherever we are, we can find opportunities to stand with people and identify with their needs and hopes. We should not be silent. Where there is need, there is a task for us. Wherever there is unfulfilled hope, we can be the inspiration of a new future. When we speak out against injustice and for your kingdom, give us courage and the right words to say. We pray particularly for the prophets in our community. Open the ears of their audience, we pray, so that the words of challenge, even if hurtful or difficult, will be acted upon. But loving God, you know that speaking out by its very nature can leave behind bitterness and anxiety in the heart of the listener and in the speaker too, who can feel so alone. Surround, therefore, those who speak out, we pray, with the warmth of your love and acceptance. Give them at least one true friend, prepared to act as both sounding board and comforter. Lord God, we need also the healer and the peacemaker. When we offer healing and work for peace, give us gentleness and compassion. We pray particularly for doctors, psychiatrists and counsellors, all of those whose job it is to help heal the hurts of mind and body. May their hands and words be full of your love. We pray too for the peacemakers, for those, and thankfully there are many, who rise above their own hurts and prejudices to work with the other side for peace and understanding. The mediators in our courts, industry and international arena. And for all those who work and identify with oppressed people or minority groups. Give them courage and understanding and a discernment to know your way ahead. We thank you, God of love and justice, for all these people who have taken your command seriously to love others as you have loved us. Help us, Lord, to love others just as you have loved us. In Christ's name we ask. Amen. Come to the conclusion of our service by singing, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us.
Oh.
Send us out to be beacons of peace in a dark world of conflict. Make us instruments of peace for whoever we meet and wherever we go. In the name of the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And let us share the words of the grace together. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now, evermore. Amen.
We haven't stopped. Let us stop the computer yet. Should I do that? That one stopped recording.
Yes, sir.